in our text,
the Lord asks this question, do you believe? What a question. Not, does somebody else believe? I think of when the man said, Lord, are there few to be saved? He said, you strive. Just forget everybody else. Do you believe? Do you believe that I am able to do this? You know what their answer was? Yes. I've entitled this message, Yes. Have you ever heard, seen, or experienced something that brought out a spontaneous yes from your heart? Yes. Do you believe that 2 + 2 = 4? Yeah, I do. Do you believe that I am able to do this? Yes. There's a difference between those two yeses, isn't there? Actually, an infinite difference. This that the two blind men said is more of a visceral reaction relating to the deep inward feelings as well as the intellect. The word visceral comes from visceral, which means the intestines, the inner organs, and the inner organs are supposed to mean deep affection. Now, this is a scriptural concept. I'm not just saying things I've read. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 1, the apostle said, if there be any consolation in Christ, any comfort from his love, any bowels and affections. Put on, Paul said in Colossians chapter 3, verse 12, put on, therefore, as the elect of God, bowels of mercies, kindness. The bowels were said to be the seat of passion, love, anger, tender affections, compassion. Paul said to Philemon, the bowels of the saints are refreshed by thee, brother. He said of Onesimus, receive him as mine own bowels. Yea, brother, let me have joy in thee, in the Lord. Refresh my bowels. As I said, this is more of a visceral yes. This is more than the yes of the intellect. This is the yes of the bowels. Do you believe that I'm able to do this? Yes. This is more than the yes of cognitive assent. This is the yes of the heart. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, what's the Bible mean by that? With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. What's it mean to believe with your heart? Well, it certainly does not mean the intellect is bypassed. You can't believe something you don't know. That's impossible. The intellect is not bypassed, but this is more than cognitive assent. This is the yes of loving what you're hearing. This is the yes of joy. This is the yes of the will. You're glad it's that way. With the heart, with the mind, with the affections, with the will, the whole man. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. Do you believe that I'm able to do this? Yes, I do. I do. I believe he's able to do this. You know, our whole faith is his ability. 2 Timothy 1:12, I know whom I believed. I'm persuaded he is able to keep that which I've committed to him. He is able. He is able. Turn with me for a moment to Mark chapter 7. Verse 27. But Jesus said unto her, let the children first be filled, for it's not meet, it's not right to take the children's bread and to cast it unto the dogs. And she answered. This was the response of her heart. And she answered and said, yes, Lord. If I've ever heard the truth, that's it. Yes, Lord. That's the response of my heart to that statement. Yes, Lord. Yet the dogs eat of under the table eat of the children's crumbs. Now let me set this up with what took place. There was a woman, a Gentile woman. She came to the Lord with a great need. Do you have a great need? She came to the Lord with a great need. Jesus, thou son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. Have mercy on me. That's how she came. With this great need. And the scripture says in Matthew's account of this same event that we're reading of in Mark, he answered her, not a word. She comes with this great need, with great respect, asking for the right thing, mercy, and he answers her, not a word. She met with a silence. Now, did that cause her to give up? No. She continued to cry, the scripture says. Even after he didn't answer her, she continued to cry. Now, let me tell you, when you'll continue to cry, when you have no other options, as long as you have options, you'll go in other directions. But if you have no other options, you will continue to cry to him just like this woman did. And you know what he said? His response was, I didn't come but for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now here she is crying to him. First he doesn't answer. She continues to cry. And he says, and this is exactly what this means, I didn't come to save everybody. I came to save the elect. That's who the lost sheep of the house of Israel are. God's elect. That's all I've come for. I didn't come to save everybody. What was her response? Did she get angry? Did she say, this is not fair? No, the scripture says, then came she and worshiped him. Now I want you to understand this. Me and you, we'll only worship the sovereign. If you can manipulate him, if you can get him to do what you want him to do, you won't worship him. You only worship an absolute sovereign. You're in his hand. He can do with you whatever he's pleased to do. Now, did she say, well, that's wrong? No, you know what she responded? Help me. If you don't help me, I won't be helped. That's the only way you come to the Lord, If you don't help me, there's no help for me. And then he said, it's not right. It's not meet. It's not proper to take the children's bread, the gospel of my grace, and to throw it out to the dogs. What's he saying to this woman? You're a dog. How did she respond? That's the truth. If I ever heard the truth, that's it. Truth, Lord. Yes, Lord. Same word. Yes, Lord. That's the deep yes of the bowels. This, the, yes, Lord. But the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Yes, I'm a dog, but I'm your dog. And I'm sitting under your table, and I would be so grateful for any crumbs of mercy that fall my way. You know what he said to her? Oh, woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. Turn with me for a moment to Matthew 21. Now the next three yeses I'm going to give are yeses of the Lord. I think it's very interesting to think of the Lord responding yes. And you know, the scripture says we have the mind of Christ. And what he responds yes to, we respond yes to. This is our yes. His yes is our yes. Now look in Matthew chapter 21. Verse 15. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. You know what Hosanna means? Save, Lord. What a prayer. What ascription of glory to him. You're the Lord. Save. Salvation's in your hand. Save me. Save, Lord. They ascribed to him absolute lordship. Save me. Hosanna to the Son of David. You know what the scripture says about these chief priests and scribes? They were sore displeased. How can he let people say things like that about himself? Who does he think he is? Is he that arrogant and proud that he would take those names to himself and not correct those people? I love it in Luke's account when they said that. The Lord said, if these should hold thy peace, the very stones would cry out. Verse 16. And they said unto him, hearest thou what these say? And Jesus saith unto them, yes. Yea. Have you never read? I know the Lord says that to the Pharisees. They'd read every scripture coming and they'd probably read it 10 times. But you've obviously never understood it. Have you never read? Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise. Hosanna to the Son of David? Yes. And you know every believer says yes. In Luke chapter 10, verse 21, we read, at that time Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things. Who hid him? God did. Who'd he hide him from? The wise and the prudent. The wise in their own eyes. I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and revealed them unto babes. That word "even so" that comes out, yes, is the same word, yes. Now here's what the Lord said about this. Thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, revealed them unto babes, yes, for so it seemed good in thy sight. Now, if it's good in the Lord's sight, it's good. Yes? Yes? If it's good in the Lord's sight, it's good. Now, let me remind you, He's God, and there's nobody like Him. He's holy. He's sovereign. Whatever's taking place is His will being done. He's all wise. He's all powerful. He's too wise to err. He's too kind to be cruel. And He's too powerful for His will to not be done. Whatever is good in His sight is good. Yes. Yes. In Luke chapter 12, this is the third yes of our Lord. In Luke chapter 12, verses 4 and 5, He said, "But I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that there's no more that they can do. But I'll forewarn you of whom you shall fear. Fear him which is able, after he hath killed, hath power to cast into hell." Yea. Yes. I say unto you, fear him. Now, don't fear anybody that's able to kill you, and that's all they can do. Fear him who can kill you, and after that, what he can do with you. He can cast you into hell. Fear him. Now, you know what that tells me? As long as God is, there's nothing to fear but him. You remember the saying by, I think it was Roosevelt at the time of World War II, there's nothing to fear but fear itself. No, there's nothing to fear but God. Fear him. Anybody that can kill you, big deal. That's all they can do. You're still going to stand before God. Fear him. Turn with me to this scripture, John 11. Beginning in verse 23, this is the Lord talking to Martha after Lazarus has died. And Jesus saith unto her, "Thy brother shall rise again." Martha said unto him, "I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection of the last day. I understand the doctrine of the resurrection. I understand that on the last day, God is going to cause everybody to be raised from the dead. I know that." Jesus saith unto her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?" I know you've got the resurrection down, Pat, but do you believe that I am the resurrection? It's not an event. I am the resurrection. I am the life. My life is the life that God will accept. My life is your life if you're one of mine. This I plead only his life. Nothing else. I am the resurrection. I am the life. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me. Notice the order. You got to live to believe. You got to be given spiritual life to believe. Whoso liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She saith unto him, "Yea, Lord." Yes, yes, I believe you're the resurrection. I believe you are the life. Your life is the only life. Yes! Yes, I believe thou art the Christ. I believe you're God's prophet. I believe you're God's priest. I believe you're God's king. I believe you're the Son of the living God. Now let me ask you a question. I'm not asking if you believe you're saved. I'm not asking you if you believe you're one of the elect. I'm not asking you if you believe that Christ died for you. I'm asking you this. Do you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God? Yes, Lord. I believe. Now, after the Lord had been raised from the dead, good old Peter said, I'm going fishing. Now, I don't believe he meant I'm going fishing today. I believe he's saying I'm going back to being a fisherman. I've had it with this disciple business. I'm going back to the way things were. And some fellows went with him. James, John, three or four of the disciples, I mean, they all followed in line. Peter was a leader, and they followed his lead. I'm going fishing. And you know the story, how the Lord made him. He said, children, have you caught anything? No, not. We'll throw the net on the other side. And they brought in a great load of fish, and they knew it was the Lord at that time. And the Lord had prepared them breakfast. But at that time, the Lord asked Peter this question. And I want you to put yourself in Peter's place. The Lord asked Peter this question. Lovest thou me? Lovest thou me? Note the question, not Simon, are you sorry about your denial? Not Simon, even after your denial, you still went bad and started going back to fishing. Simon, how could you do such idiotic things? Not Simon, have you learned your lesson? Not Simon, do you promise you will never do this again? Not Simon, are you sufficiently humbled? Simon, lovest thou me? Do you love my person? Yes, Lord. Do you love me for who I am? Yes, Lord. Do you love my lordship? Yes, Lord. Do you love my sovereignty? Yes, Lord. Do you love my independence, how I have no needs? Yes, Lord. Do you love my holiness? Do you love my justice? Do you love my grace? Do you love my mercy? Do you love my immutability? Do you love me? That's the question. Do you love my person? He asked him this three times. And I love the way Peter ends up on the third time. He was grieved the Lord asked him three times. And he said, Lord, you know all things. Now, there's a lot in that statement. I can't fool you. You know me as I really am. You know how sinful, how weak, how contradictory I am. You know it. I can't try to act before you. I can fool other people, but I can't fool you. You know all things, and you know that I love your person. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians. This is actually the scripture that inspired this message. Do you love me? Yes, Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Verse 20. For all the promises of God in him are yes. And amen unto the glory of God by us. Now this is the yes of strong agreement. This is the yes of strong affirmation. All the promises of God in him are yes. Now, what led Paul to make this statement? Well, look up in verse 17 of 2 Corinthians chapter 1. When I therefore was thus minded, did I use lightness, fickleness, or the things that I purpose? Do I purpose according to the flesh, that with me there should be yea, yea, and nay, nay, yes and no to the same thing? Now, if I would summarize the great majority of preaching that I hear, it's yea, nay preaching. Yes and no to the same thing. Now, what do I mean by that? Is salvation really all of grace? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But, there's always a but. But you have to accept it before it will do anything for you. Now, if there's something you must do before, it's no more of grace. You see, that's saying yes and no to the same thing. Yes, it's by grace, but no, it won't save you unless you accept and receive this grace. Is the blood of Christ enough to make you without fault before God? Well, yes, it is. Of course it is. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Yes, it's enough. But, there's always a but. You know, it's the nature of a goat to butt, isn't it? But. Yes, the blood of Christ is enough, but you need to accept and receive his forgiveness before he can forgive you. It won't do you any good. Yes, he died for you, but it won't do you any good unless you do what it takes to make it work for you. That's yes and no to the same thing. Is God sovereign? Yes. But man has a free will. That's yes and no to the same thing. If man has a free will, God's not sovereign. He's not sovereign over man's free will. That's ridiculous. That's foolishness. That's absurdity. Yes and no to the same thing. Does God the Holy Spirit give life? Yes. But he can't give life unless you let him. Unless you allow him to. Let God have his way. Why, that's ridiculous. That's yea and nay preaching. That's saying yes and no to the same thing. It's just not so. There is no truth in that. No truth. Let's go on reading. Verse 18, but as God is true. How true is God? Well, the scripture says, with him is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. He is absolutely true. As God is true, our word, our preaching toward you is not yea and nay. You see, if preaching is yea and nay, it's nothing. It's nothing. For the Son of God, verse 19, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, even by me and Silvanus and Timotheus, was not yea and nay, but in him was yea. For all, A-double-L, all, the promises of God in him, every promise God has for the sinner in Christ Jesus. You see, salvation comes because of the promise of God. All the promises of God in him are yea, yes, and amen unto the glory of God by us. Now, is salvation really all of grace? Yes, period. Does the blood of Christ actually put away sin and make me perfectly clean before God? Yes! Period. Does God the Holy Spirit give life? Yes. You know, when you were first conceived, did anybody ask you about it? Well, that's ridiculous, isn't it? It's ridiculous. God didn't ask you if you wanted to be born again. He birthed you into His kingdom through the preaching of the Word. All the promises of God in Him are yes. The only no is no man comes to the Father but by me. Now that's a good no, isn't it? All the promises of God in Him are yea and amen to the glory of God by us. Now I've got two more. Turn with me to Revelation 14. This is the yes of the Holy Spirit. And remember, whatever God says yes to, every believer says yes to. Without exception. Verse 13. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write. Now that's so, write it down. Aren't you thankful for what God has written down? Well, I am. This is not up for debate. Write this down. What? Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. From henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works do follow them. Now this is the yea of the Spirit of God. That's His response. Blessed are the dead. The best day of my life is the day I die. You know why? I'm going to be without sin, without sorrow. That's what it's talking about when it says they'll have rest from their labors. That's not talking about, well, I worked so much for Christ, I don't have to work anymore, now I get to rest. That has nothing to do with that. The struggle, the labor, every day the labor with sin, it's no more once I die. I'm brought into Christ's presence, made exactly like Him. No more trouble, no more tears, no more sorrow. Yes! Yes, saith the Spirit. Their works do follow them. They don't come out in front as the cause. They don't walk along the side as evidences, as grounds of assurance, but they do follow them. And I think this is the best example of somebody where their works followed them. Here's the best example in the Scripture, I think. Lot. Let me tell you one thing Lot did not do. Lot didn't look back. His wife did. He looked only to Christ. And His works followed him in that sense. Now the last one is found in Revelation 22. Verse 20. He which testifieth these things. This whole book, I know he's talking about Revelation, but this whole book is his testimony. And this is a testimony I want to hear. You know, people have these personal testimony nights when everybody gives their testimony. I despise those things. I don't want to hear them. I don't want to hear your experience. I want to hear what God says. I don't want to hear about what you... Anytime somebody gives a personal testimony, you write this down, they're doing it to make themselves look better. Every time, without exception. Here's the testimony I'm interested in. His testimony. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. That even so is the same word translated, yes. Surely I come quickly. Yes. Even so, come Lord Jesus. Now, the Lord tells us, I'm coming quickly. And he's coming quickly any way you look at it. It might be he comes for you. When you die, he's coming for you. He may be, what if he came back tonight? What if the Lord returned right now? Could you say, yes, even so, amen, come Lord Jesus. I love that scripture. Brethren, it doth not yet appear what we shall be. And when John is speaking under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, when he talks about being in a glorified body, he said, I have no idea what that means. When he talks about being in a sinless state, he says, I can't even imagine what that means. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. Behold, I come quickly. Yes. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before God's throne. Now, I know that I speak now as a spokesman for all of the elect with regard to everything in the gospel of Christ. Yes. Even so. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, by thy grace, we say what those blind men said to you. When you said, do you believe I'm able to do this? Yes, Lord. Lord, by your grace, the response of our heart is yes. Bless this message for your glory and for our good. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.